Yeah, I mean, we throughout all of the things where I think we educated ourselves a lot.
We did. There's a lot of research that has gone through all of this.
Yeah, things that we never knew about, things that we'd never eaten. The stories that, you know, and I just told it the other day also with Mitch Benjamin, with Meet Mitch, of him bringing, coming from Kansas City up to Yankee Stadium.
with
a cooler on the subway, and he didn't get mugged. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You're not in Kansas anymore.
G'day all, and welcome to episode 100, The Ton.
The Ton. What's a ton? A ton is a thousand.
Yes, it is. But here.
But of course, by the Brits.
The Brits, yes. Slang, mainly British, to score or achievement of 100. So it's a tenth of our tons.
Well, then 100 is also a C note.
That is exactly right. So that's it. We've had 100 episodes. How are you feeling?
Tired.
Worn out.
Well, we started it for COVID.
That's right.
And COVID is, well, probably never going to be over, it looks like.
No, but at least.
But we're over.
That's right. We're over it and everything else. And it's not stopping anyone from doing anything at the moment.
Yeah.
So today's show, we're going to talk about what we did and where we're going.
Yeah.
So
traveling down that road.
That is it. Okay. Now, fun fact number one. A Roman centurion was a commander of a centuria, which was the smallest unit of a Roman legion. One famous centurion was the legendary Lucius, whatever that is.
Lucius Securius.
Yes. Dentatus.
Dentatus.
Oh, God.
Nice Italian name. Hey, Lucius.
That's it. That's good. Known as the Roman Achilles, who in the 5th century BCE participated in a staggering 120 battles and at least 8 single combat duels.
Wow. He's a lucky guy.
He might be as tired as you feel.
Yeah.
Now.
A Jeopardy question. Hey. I'll take music for 100.
Okay. Which band has the most? Hey.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Cheating.
I can't read his writing.
Oh. Which band has the most number one hits on the Billboard's top 100?
Right.
It's like Casey Kasem. Is he here?
No, he's not here.
Can I guess it? Well, the most obvious would be the Beatles, but that's probably not them.
That's evidently what he wrote there. Can you see
that? Oh, it is the Beatles.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just you two are as bad as each other. Now, today's...
Where's my follow-up?
Oh, there's a follow-up.
Where's my $100?
What are you doing? Stop.
Come on.
You can give
the answer to the question. Oh, answer in the form of a question.
Oh, my God. How many? So the Beatles had.
Yeah, how many number one hits?
Yes.
13.
He's written something here. What is it?
20. I was thinking of 7, then 13. That's 20.
20, nice even number.
Yeah.
Although you didn't write it like that. It looks
and
like you
the
put
first
two
one
C's.
Was Love Me Do. And the last one was, you could look this up. I'm just coming off the top of my head. So the first one would be Love Me Do.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And the last one would be from Let It Be. Let It Be.
Was that on the last album?
I would say so. No, it's after Abbey Road.
Yeah, Abbey Road.
Okay. All right. So let's move on.
I can tell we got loose now. Okay. We're loose.
Yeah.
Now.
A frequent, and also fun fact number three, a frequent reference point is Seinfeld.
Yep.
But they only did 9 episodes.
9 seasons.
9 seasons. Yes, yeah, sorry. Slate. 180 episodes from 1989 to 1998, all totally unforgivable or forgettable. And also, we have a number four fun fact.
We do.
And 2 days ago.
Yes.
On the 22nd of August.
Yes.
It was none other than George Jetson's birthday.
Oh, so he was born then. Mm-hmm. So that means we've only got 20 years until we're flying around in cars.
How about the Flintstone? When was his birthday? They just celebrated 50 years.
Oh, did they?
Well, the Flintstones Pebble cereals anyway.
Oh, Yes, that's well. That's the important Flintstones in our life.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
No, I didn't. I should read the box because we do have the Pebble Zeros, and it says celebrating 50 years of the Flintstones.
Oh.
So maybe it is 50 years.
Oh, Fred and Wilma, that couple together, still together.
Wilmer.
We did get microwaves from the Jetsons.
Yeah,
that was the first time we ever saw them.
Yes.
Anything else?
No. Well, actually, I had a friend that put a hole in the bottom of his car, so it looked.
My first car had holes on the bottom of, and then the floorboards. That was a Corvair. Yeah.
Well, see, my friend
had a piece of 2x4 down there.
My friend Dave, I have told this story before, but my friend Dave liked to drive through his neighbor's leaf piles.
Yeah.
On the street.
Oh, just one away.
Yeah. Just boom.
Well.
And then one day, the neighbor, much like in the cartoon, like Acme,
yeah,
put in an actual anvil in the middle of the pile of leaves.
Oh, yeah, that did its differential.
I bet he was at the front window like, let's go.
Oh,
it was the best story ever.
Yeah.
So there we go. Are you going to send us out, Phil?
Yes. And we'll come back after this brief musical break. Okay, we're back. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about episodes 1 to 32.
Yes, and we had some guests that we have had, so we want to thank them. So we've got Donald Betts Jr. We've got Mitch Benjamin from Meet Mitch.
Yeah.
My bestie Dolores Harper. Penny Bunce, the queen of cakes.
Yeah. John Pamilia.
Yes.
My childhood buddy.
That's right.
Phil Tripp, who's been a customer of ours for many years, lives up in the Blue Mountains and recently got in a lot of trouble. We won't go into
that. There's always a fantastic story. Yeah. This is this. Dave Turpin, Sean Yates, our wonderful warehouse manager who always has a good story. Teresa Ingram, a girl I met here, another American. We were at high school together here.
Yeah. And our second Canadian because Penny's Canadian.
Yes, Penny is right. Canadian.
Dina Charpentier.
That's right. And she was lovely. She actually came in and spoke for a while. We had Richie Pinard from CalMex and Spanner, our marketing marvel. And we've also had Kaylee and Ainsley and hundreds of customers that have come in doing our in-store podcast, which has been fantastic.
Yeah. So now let's go back way back.
Yes.
So I think probably some of my favorite ones looking at this list here would have been the people that we talked to.
Yes.
And it was always, first of all, it was always a bit of a stuff up at the beginning. the technology
audio
doesn't
never
work.
Your friend.
Yeah. The technology didn't work and we have to put the telephone near the microphone, but we got it through. Anyway, the stories that, you know, and I just told it the other day also with Mitch Benjamin, with Meet Mitch, of him coming from Kansas City up to Yankee Stadium
with a cooler
on the subway, and he didn't get mugged. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you know who I loved? I love you, listening to you talking to John and Donna.
And of course, they're in the background screaming at each other. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just that's it. And it's funny. I would love to be in a room with you two catching up. Are you going to catch up with John?
Yeah, they're coming out to see us.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I would love to be a fly on that
the
wall.
Cheap son of a. So instead of staying like in a hotel on the strip or whatever near us or where we're staying at the Platinum,
somewhere convenient.
Yeah, somewhere convenient. He's staying because of his the buddy that he gone to jail overnight with for working for a bookie. He worked with the gas company. He's staying at his house in Henderson. And I'm sure Donna's going to be delighted with that.
Donna might. Is she going to find out about the time she rolls up at
the
house?
No, she knows about it, but I'm sure she's not. And I'm telling Jeanette, we'll hear all the stories of how she does not like this situation. But I don't know why she does. I don't know what's missing where she can't put a foot down like any other Italian.
Yes.
Wife.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're doing what I say.
That's it.
Yes. and probably also the conversations we had with Phil Tripp.
Yes, he is a multifaceted individual.
Yes, yes. I mean, from his recipes and his stories and his pet bird.
Yes. He yes. always cracks Jeanette up too. It's yeah. very funny.
Yeah, he goes on. He's the type of guy, once you start talking with him, you're on the phone for about 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're probably learning something new every time, something new about him. Now, I think I had a lot of fun with a few of the things we were talking about. Coffee, because it's my love. But I actually was really interested learning about, like you taught me about, you know, the Greek culture bringing it to New York, and the coffee that we drink now in the States really kind of goes back to that. And, you know, our cookbooks, we talked about our collection because Jeanette and I love a cookbook. Our husbands don't love the cookbooks as much as we love our cookbooks.
If we line up all your cookbooks, I think we'll get halfway to the moon.
Yes, that's right. And that's not even with Jeanette's on top of that, really. Yeah. So I had fun with that. Also, listening to Sean talk about Halloween, because it was funny as all get out. But those are the memories of being a kid and remembering those costumes and the tricks that you might play if you were allowed to play tricks.
Yes, if you're allowed.
And also, another one that was really fun was before, you know, in-store experience is always fun because we talked to so many people and they were able to send little messages back to their families back in the States. But when we talked about breakfast cereal, all those scary boxes with that clown on it for the sugar, what was it? Like, it was like sugar flakes. It was sugar something, right? It was some twisted marketing from the 50s that I've only, I couldn't appreciate until then.
Yeah. I mean, we, throughout all of the things where I think we educated ourselves a lot.
We did. There's a lot of research that has gone through all of this.
Yeah, things that we never knew about, things that we'd never eaten. And then we got episodes 33 to 65.
Yes. Mm. Oh.
So we talked a lot, like 55.
Yes.
The chain restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really, and even the last one we were doing, I was just thinking about, we don't have anything that's in between here as a restaurant.
No.
I used to have Denny's here one time. Not Denny's.
Well, we did have Denny's because I was here. Yep. Oh. But there was the Keg that kind of, they took over the old Denny's
and Lone Star.
Yep.
But the Australians weren't ready for it then. Maybe they're ready for it now. To do like not a TGIF because that's – there are a few of those around, but I'm talking about like an Applebee's, something
An IHOP, like something like that. Because being home recently, and you've been home recently, you do. It's like what you're going to get. You walk in, it's comfortable. You don't have to think too much. You can afford to feed the people at the table,
right?
And you can have a good chat. And it's a great, great experience. And you're right. Maybe someone can get on that.
Yeah. So somebody wants to do something different with food that, it's not a lot of the foods in America, they're not chefs that work in those restaurants.
No.
they're cooks.
Cooks, that's right. Okay.
A lot of stuff is, all done accordingly, just like McDonald's. No matter where you go, it's all going to taste the same.
Yep.
So there's this, a formula they got to live by and do and stuff like that. But with all that formula and a lot of things may be pre-made, might be the seasoning, might be the whole dish or whatever. Yep. But parts of it is already done for them. So that keeps the consistency there and also keeps the cost lower. So you could afford to go out to eat more.
Going out
for a pub here, it's expensive.
It is very expensive. And, when we went to IHOP, it tasted just like it tasted the last time I ate it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was great because I knew what I was getting. Mm-hmm. But I think possibly people might be trying to get out more. There might be a space for that because it's not – families sort of don't necessarily go out like as much as we do.
What was that one with the mother load?
I know.
You walked in and it was like a store in the front
like Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Yes. Yes. That's yes. another good one.
That would be a good one. There's a bit of controversy at Cracker Barrel at the moment.
Whoa. This is Goss?
This Goss. Like, I've got Goss. Yeah. And I didn't even realize yeah. it. They have started selling Impossible sausage, like breakfast sausage. So if okay. you're vegan or vegetarian, you can have your breakfast sausage. Mm-hmm. And the customers, a lot of them are going, they don't like it. Well, why are you doing it? That's what I'm saying. It's just food. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, you know, we
that's
all.
That's fine. You don't have to like it. I don't order beets.
Exactly right. No one's forcing you right. to have the Impossible sausage. Yeah. But yeah, so that was Cracker Barrel controversy at the moment. So you can check that out. The Southerners are not happy that things are getting screwed up at their restaurant.
But they could still order a real pork sausage.
Yes.
So where's the problem?
I don't understand at all. And neither do
I'm
they.
I'm so confused.
Maybe it's like, I don't want anything to change. Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, for us, you know, by the time you listen to this, our frozen foods will be in. Okay. And a lot of things that we have brought in is for the taste experience.
Yep.
And the things that you're trying to get at home. But because we're restricted because of quarantine here, we can't bring in meat products and pork products because it's an act of Congress. And then the companies that make it won't give us the information because it's proprietary. So we bring in a lot of, you know, vegan or vegetarian products, substitute products. But if you want Hot Pockets, well,
yep,
they're Morningstar Farms Hot Pockets.
And they're good.
Pepperoni pizzas.
That's right.
You know?
They've worked very hard. It's not like the old days when you got the stuff out of the can.
Yes.
Nut loaf.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is nut loaf?
You don't want to know, Phil. Okay. You don't want to know.
All right.
That is true. Now, Brennan's put in his vote for his favorite shows we've done.
Yeah.
So his was number 46, which is Jingles and Taglines and The Tailgating with John Madden. Those were his two favorite.
I did also like Chocolate and Cowboy Food.
Cowboy Food was
very
fun.
Interesting.
Yippee-i-yo. Yes. Wasn't that a quote from a movie? Yippee-i-yo.
You can't say the end
Bruce
of it.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Willis, yeah.
You cannot say the end of that one.
And, of course, then we had the Sopranos, you know?
Oh. And, you know, I think we ended up mentioning the Sopranos almost as much as we've mentioned
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Supposed to start with an S, yes.
And Polly died. You know, I know. It was a very sad time.
He's probably my favorite character in the show.
He was magnificent. I watched the prequel. Brennan and I watched the prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, in it, and you see a young Polly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried watching that. I should try it. Jeanette was watching it the other day, and at the beginning it was just like they were all over the place. You know, it's hard to.
You kind of, it does, as you go through it, it's worth giving it a go and getting to the end because once it's young Tony, like teenage Tony, it sort of all ties in. You can see where it's going. And this we go.
Okay. So now we go for 66 to 100.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I remember, Dentist Delight because that was just.
just did that one. We just did. Yes.
Our mall food was also very good.
Oh, yeah, it was too. And I saw a few of those when I went back.
The girls still wear those big yellow hats in the
– No, they didn't have that one, but it was like the pretzel places and there was the popcorn place was there. Mm-hmm. But and you could smell the popcorn when you walked into the mall, just like the good old days. It was like, yum.
Yeah, and then and that – lot here, this lot here. So that's when we, had Brenda Faber with John Madden talking about that and with O Canada.
Yes.
And Dina, and we had Phil Tripp in there.
Yep.
I thought he was way before.
That's your trip.
Oh, that's my trip.
We told you he was tired.
Ago. How did that get in there? That's my trip.
No, that's your Phil's trip.
He was right.
He was, yeah. I thought it was. I know my memory ain't the same.
That's it.
You know, but I'm not in that the Biden type memory yet. You know,
oh my God.
Yeah,
just crazy. You know, I liked. Well, it was very interesting. The Last Meals one, I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, especially the guy that decided to have everything that was. took 2 weeks to get.
That's your Yankee ingenuity working there for. Oh, do you know what I learned when I was away? But you probably already know this.
Maybe.
In Alcatraz.
Yeah.
They, you know, it's funny because you look at Alcatraz from Pier 39 and you go, you can make that. Like, this doesn't seem that far away. But they had
the currents.
The currents and the sharks. But they had brought in or hot water for the showers. One of the few jails that had hot showers.
Oh, really?
Because they never wanted them to acclimatize to the cold water. Oh. So there was a payoff. That's there.
Interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Now, we had a trivia question the other night at the pub trivia. Is what city is closest to Alcatraz? Now, the correct answer, or the answer, was San Francisco.
Right.
But I don't know. I still have to look at the map. I would say Sausalito.
Yes, I would think that, just because I would think that's a trick question because it seems obvious.
Yes. I mean, it's too obvious. Well, at least to us, it's obvious. But I think it's Sausalito.
Sausalito. Yes.
But maybe that's wrong, too. I don't know.
Well, maybe they just went major city. I don't know.
No, it just said city closest.
I would have thought that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, at least we think together about that.
That's right. We agree.
And then we also had another in-store experience during that time.
Yes, that was the third one we did.
Yeah.
And we had prison food.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Then we had the spanner in the works. That's because I was in here.
Yes, yes. We had Anna here.
Anna Spanner.
Spanner. She filled in. We also had Ainsley had a little guest appearance while we were away visiting. Yeah. She enjoyed that. Mackenzie spoke once on an in-store experience because Ainsley was like, that's not fair. My sister's been on it. I'm like, we don't want you on it. It's not about you. And then anyway, so she got a guest starring role.
Well, we did have Jeanette on at one time.
We got her. That was
2 minutes.
That's okay. That was amazing.
Yes.
She didn't even jump in while we were recording right in front of her. She was very aware to not do it. So we couldn't catch her.
So now we have here, we have 100 different posters that Brendan has, his artistic ability has come out and started with a basic design and then started filling in as every show we got to and did different ones.
So different themes.
Different themes of all the different shows. And these are your top 10? These ones here?
Yes.
So his top ones. So, and these are posted around the stores or also if you want to go online, you can see all of the artwork there too. So we got Halloween.
Yep.
So that's episode 7, episode 8. That's when we had with the original field trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then we had did ice creams and milkshakes.
And that's looks like a Neapolitan spread on that one.
Yeah. And then we had Yankee Doodle Dandy. That was in-store experience for 4th of July, episode 40. And then we have the New York one here, which is the Sopranos cooking. So New York or New Jersey, that looking at New York from Jersey.
That's it.
That's what I should say there because you're looking over the river.
That's it.
Okay. And then we got Super Bowl, tailgating with John Madden.
Yes. And that looks like
all the, what do they call that? Plate?
Deck plate.
No, not deck plate. There's a something plate. Yeah, but it's plate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Look it up and tell us.
Yeah.
Episode 72.
Yeah, and then episode 82 was Gifts from the Kitchen. And it has a nice bow on it. And then we got the psychedelic one here. That's my trip.
Yeah, Bill's trip.
Now I get it.
See?
Like, well, man.
It's only taken since June.
But she went to Haight-Ashbury, man.
Bill's trip. Dude. There were people talking like that.
They're not here, man. They're not here.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, I had pants that looked like the
I bet you did.
I did. I had blue paisley pants at one time. And what else I had?
Fantastic.
I remember that. And then one of my favorite shirts was polka dots, black polka, which is back in style now.
It is.
Polka dots.
Polka dots. I had
a polka dot shirt. You know, and that was in the, I remember going up to the store on 18th Avenue to the men's store because he had like cool stuff after a while. And they realized that nobody else was buying the other shit. So we had to, so we had the thing with the big collars and
like that.
And then the
body shirts?
No. Well, baseball. I remember baseball shirts. I remember that. That was in the 70s.
Yeah.
That was like the John Travolta era.
Yes.
Where they call it a baseball shirt because it had three buttons, but then the sleeves and the bottom was gathered.
Yes, you know, I remember this.
But I was thinking that the Tom Jones shirts, that was a big thing. They were like a satin type shirt.
Right.
With the button started down where the third button is.
Right.
It was open and the collar was open and then it was pleated open to the collar. Like this.
Wasn't it?
And then puffy sleeves.
That was
and with three buttons on the bottom to make it even look more, you know.
I'm pretty sure there was one of those in Saturday Night Fever or John Travolta dancing.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We call them Tom Jones shirts. Because Tom Jones was the one who started wearing them. Then, of course, everybody had to have them with Beetle boots also.
Gosh.
I got a pair sitting up in my closet. But they're not the original Beetle boots, but they were
close.
Yeah, it was, in fact, the only time I ever bought shoes at Bally's because I said I have to have them because they look like Beetle boots. And it's still sitting up in my closet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wore them. Phil wore them.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah. So one of these days, I'll put them back on again.
I want to see that when that happens. And I think we should do like a t-shirt with that, with one of the Gidayos on that.
We should.
Or do a hoodie.
Yeah. Well, we could do that one and put it on for
4th of July. Next one.
Yes. And also.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's coming up.
That is coming up. Absolutely.
We're pointing to, but what we're looking at.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is no good for you guys. We're looking at our different Gidayo logos.
Yes.
Because I think it would be nice.
In fact, it should go on just like that.
There you go.
You know, with all the little.
Everything
on
it.
On the bottoms. Yep.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. So there's some more homework.
Okay. So we give that to Annie. What do you call her?
Spanner.
She's our marketing guru. Yeah.
That is it. And so now we're going to just talk about our new format.
Yes.
So we're going video. We're going fast, quick. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because your attention span of most of ourselves and our customers is like, that's it.
What? God.
Yeah. So we're going to make it short and sweet.
Yep. So it'll be Phil and myself. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to be like talking quickly about recipes or maybe showing you a knowledge nugget, like how we do it.
Yeah.
We're going to demonstrate some things. Mm-hmm.
So we talked about like where we're going to start. So we're going to start from the basics.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's it. So first of all, you have to get used to the look of us.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yes. I don't know.
There's got to be something different. I got to look for something,
unique.
Yeah. Unique.
Right.
Yes.
Do I get a tag?
Like make it look like Jughead, one of those hats. Yeah.
You can get those hats. Do is like hair and makeup involved in this? Like, can I go get all gussied up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll work that out. So we are going to take some of the inspiration from some of the themes of our 100 episodes because we've talked about so much. If we just had to talk about all new stuff, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be on very long.
Yeah. So also, like, if you like things that we talked about that we have made or that we like, mm-hmm. that you know that we make, tell us and, make sure we'll get that on.
Yeah, and because we would love to hear some new ideas. We're going to probably look at some different kitchen tools or utensils and appliances that we like and use, mm-hmm. Some of our favorite pantry basics.
Yeah, because that's where we're going to start. We're basically going to start saying, this is what we – This is our pantry.
That's it. If I was on a desert island and I could take a box full of things to cook with, mm-hmm. this is what I would use.
Yeah.
And we are also still going to be on weekly.
Yeah.
So we will be doing that at the end of the month. We are thinking about the 28th of September, but we'll just confirm that mm-hmm. at some point. So I'm sure Anna we'll be letting people know about it when it happens.
Yeah, we'll be cooking inside and outside.
That's right.
Depending on the weather.
That's exactly right. I don't want to be cooking outside when it's raining.
No.
No, that would not be
fun. Don't play golf in the rain.
No.
Cooking in the rain.
Aren't we crazy?
I might be singing in the rain.
That's it. Yeah. And, we might even, be at my house, be at Phil's house. You just never know. Ralphie might even join us for something. You can see Ralphie. Everyone, I think, should see Ralphie once.
Yes.
Because he's cute.
And we'll bring Kumi in, too.
Yay, Ralphie and Kumi.
Yeah. It's the Ralphie and Kumi show. It'd be itchy and scratchy.
That's right. Ralphie boy, I love you, but I'll just stay on the ground. And Kumi be like, want to play? And that will be the end of it.
Okay. And so that's what it's going to be. And then there'll be a little thing on our website that you could just click and watch a little video.
And we
promise we're going to keep it short and sweet. So this way you could go and cook it, you know, like when you're boiling a pot of tea, you know, you could watch us. And then by the time you let your tea bag sit in there for 2 minutes, as you should, it's all over. All right. Now we'll be back after this short break. Okay, and for the last time, we're back.
Yes.
Yes. And last time you got to take out the vacuum and do some housekeeping.
Oh, thank God, because I hate that. I hate housekeeping in general. Brendan, don't say anything. Housekeeping. The code for the month of August is...
Countdown.
That is it. On the USA Foods website, you can click on the listener discount logo and see what discounts are there for you. The store is open 7 days a week. Check the site for hours. Mm-hmm. And we've got Goss. It is Melbourne's turn for Five Guys Fever, a 79-seat restaurant open in South Bank on August 8, where its red and white branding will be matched by the red stairs near Eureka Tower. The official address is 3 Freshwater Place, South Bank. I didn't realize how hard that was going to be to say. Freshwater Place. A menu of stripped-back burgers and hot dogs is complemented by an enormous array of toppings, 15 in total, that let the diner create their own perfect burger. All the extras are free, so whatever toppings you go for, it will cost the same as your buddy's order.
Yeah. So if you're going there for a plain hamburger, stay home.
Yeah, there's other places to go.
Yes.
That's it. Same thing.
The only bad thing,
yes,
it's in a terrible location.
Yeah, that's not...
Like, I'm not going to go there.
No.
It's like too inconvenient. It's too hard to park. Yeah, it's too hard.
Yeah, and South Bank is. A lot of it is, yes.
I guess they probably look at foot traffic of people walking around there, but maybe the foot traffic people don't have much money because they're walking on feet.
I don't know. Maybe they just want some. So it is exciting. It would be far more exciting if it was In-N-Out.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
From our lips to God's ears. Please.
But it always gives you a reason to go back home.
That is true. Yeah. And we were in an In-N-Out burger line within 45 minutes
of touching down.
So ain't that the truth?
I'm surprised they haven't put one in the terminal.
Yeah. Oh, I think they like the whole idea of seeing all the cars lined up.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is it's good for the Uber drivers.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Where do you want to go? In and out. Yeah. The first one is only about a 10-minute drive from the airport.
That's exactly right. We are very excited.
Now, don't even have to get out of the car. No. We'll take a round trip.
It was so hard, can I say, not to rip into that hamburger until we got back to the house. No. I just looked at it and I was like, but
can't
I want to
end. You got it spot on us.
Stockton, but Maddie's house. She lives about 5 minutes away. It's okay.
Okay. Well, that's excusable.
But there were some loose fries. Bag fries are free. Like it's your job to eat the bag fries. Okay.
I didn't know because you told me the next thing when I go there, well done French
fries. Well done fries. Oh, that was Ainsley's thing. They are fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have got a personal best product profile. It's my turn this week. I love it when we get these in, the Betty Crocker Sugar Cookie Mix. Now, we get this in closer to the holidays a lot of the times.
Yeah, because people like it for the holidays.
We do. And you can get – we've had gingerbread cookies before and different ones. But I do like a good old sugar cookie because nothing tastes like it. Just a sachet. You can stick it in 3 ingredients. You need eggs and the mix, and a stick of butter.
And a fork.
And a fork.
Because you got to put the little things on the top of the cookie, and that's done with a fork.
That's the peanut butter ones, Phil.
No, that's... Not
peanut butter cookies, but that is true.
Yeah, you could use a fork.
So this is just mix, put into little balls, ridges. And cook. And they are... If you had that, you could... You'd be ready in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's three easy steps.
That's it. So I highly recommend that and give it a go because there's nothing
and
tastes like an American cookie.
And you can put sprinkles on if you like too.
Oh, you can make them funfetti. You can put sprinkles in them. You can put like colored sugar on top of them.
Yeah. They Bob's your uncle.
That's you could probably stick a Hershey's Kiss or a Reese's Cup in the middle.
Then it's a thumb cookie.
Yes. So dive in.
It's a versatile cookie.
It is a very versatile cookie. Mm. I know what else you can do with these. What? So you roll them in a ball.
Yeah.
You roll them in cinnamon and sugar, and you've got a snickerdoodle.
Oh. But isn't snickerdoodle more of a peanut butter?
No. Oh, it's cinnamon and sugar. That's it. So there you go, folks. That is what has Betty Crocker sugar cookie mix. Get onto it.
I'll tell you, any sweet baking on our new format will be done by Barbara.
Because, yes.
I do savory baking.
He does savory, and I will do some sweet. There you go.
All right. Our final sign off.
Oh, wow.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
From the two Ronnies. And thank you all for listening to us and putting up with us. But we'll never go away because this will last an eternity on the internet.
That's right. Yes. And I would like to say a special thank you as well. To Megan, to Muffy, to Liz J, to Neil. I think I've got our regulars in there, but if I've missed you, I'm sorry, but we really appreciate you.
And to Mom.
And to my mom.
And to Brendan for putting it all together and keeping us organized.
That is right. Whether we liked it or not.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah. So, it only flows this way because he does it like that. Otherwise, we'll be all over the place.
That's
like confetti.
Right. So sort of like we've graduated middle school. Now we're going off to high school.
When are we going to college? I never made college. Only 1 year anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Does not matter. Okay. Well, right. We will see you guys in a different format.
Okay. Let's pop open a champagne now.
I like fried chicken thighs. Make me feel so good. Bacon fat, I'd marry that if I only could. Stoking coals soothes my soul. I love my barbecue. Understand, I'm just a man with the pork fat baby back blues. Known girls round the world, sweet as apple pie, candy lips and honey hips make me wanna cry. Love is fine, but so is swine. Just don't make me choose, 'cause understand I'm still a man with the pork fat baby back blues. Man with the pork fat baby back blues. Yeah, understand, I'm still your man with the pork fat baby back blues.
There you go, Phil.
Well done, you two.
Okay, bye.
See you guys.